What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Your home and is offering 50% off flooring and materials now.
Call 877-50-FLOOR and use our promo code RADIO.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying...
Hey, man.
We are getting ready for preseason game number 2, and we hope you are as well. Look, there are some jobs up for grabs tonight. I think between tonight and the end of regular camp, the cutdown day, a lot of things are still yet to be determined. And I know many of you are like, yeah, but what about the quarterbacks? It's interesting, Mike, around the league, if you look around the league today, unlike week 1 in preseason, there are a lot of quarterbacks that are not playing this week, right? That either played last week or still have not played. I just saw Trevor Lawrence is going to play for the first time in preseason since he's been with the Jags. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's one of these things where you start looking around the league and every coach has their own way of going about this.
Yeah, and as we said, since they went to this 3-week preseason, I don't know if there is a definitive way to do it. I think we all looked at Zach Taylor and the Bengals and said, man, Joe Burrow's had a lot of injuries the last couple of years, but they're putting him out there. And Andy Reid, I mean, the guy's one of the top coaches, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer, and Patrick Mahomes wants to play, he gets to play. And he looks good, and okay, you're ready to go. Put you back on ice for the next 2 games. Everyone's got a different approach. Coach Raheem Morris, as we've said this week, kind of vibes what Sean McVay does, you know, with the Rams. But I don't know. I just think when a guy's only got 3 starts, I think you want to get him as many opportunities to have live bullets. But then again, you're also throwing your first team out there. Do you want to put the wear and tear on your veteran offensive line?
Yeah, we're going to talk plenty about it. We're going to talk about some of the battles as well. But as we start the show today, there is big news in college football. Now, it's not as big of news to me because you punished the program and you punished certainly, you know, fining Michigan the way that they fined them. But at the end of the day, Mike, Michigan is still allowed to participate in the postseason. And when you talk about where this came from, guys, obviously Connor Stallions, the sign-stealing scandal, and for Jim Harbaugh, who I don't think ever needs to go back to college football, he's probably hurt most by this because he has a show calls for 10 years. Stallions has an 8-year show call, so it'll be a while before he probably coaches or even is offered anything in college football. But for Coach Sherrone Moore,
these guys did it, man.
Yeah, that guy right there. It includes a 2-year show calls order during which he is suspended for 3 games. That includes the self-imposed 2-game suspension in addition to the first game of the 2026 season. Now, this is a lot of lingo, but at the end of the day, the guy that got the most punishment is the guy that's not there and not in college football anymore, and of course, that's Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, now, I got to double-check, and maybe Orin or Day-Day can check, but $30 million, is that the biggest fine as far as a cash fine the NCAA has ever levied? Because you're basically admitting that you have done a New England Patriots Spygate-style, you know, investigation of other teams' signals and how they call their plays. And to me, it taints the Michigan National Championship. It just does. What team has won a championship and got hit with a $30 million fine potentially? And that's a series of fines. It could eclipse. It actually goes over that number. To me, if this was an SEC school, could you imagine, Carl, the hue and cry from the elitists?
Right.
And for those who are not familiar, maybe you're not familiar with the Big Ten, Michigan is a sanctimonious, snobby, self-righteous, sacred cow. And to me, it's tainted. But and this isn't, you know, calling, you know, what do you want to call it, sour grapes, for lack of a better word. But to me, when the NCAA drops this kind of hammer, I mean, there was obviously malfeasance. We'll never know what the Patriots did in the NFL because they burned all the evidence. But to me, this is unprecedented, and it does put an asterisk in the minds of everyone outside of Michigan about that championship.
So, obviously, Penn State was different, but it was $60 million fine for Penn State.
But that's a very creepy apples and oranges based on what Jerry Sandusky was doing and the way they stuck their head in the sand on that.
Correct. But you asked about the fine. That's bigger than this, but it's different. With that said, at the end of the day, Michigan looks at itself and, you know, they're not giving up the chip. Mike, you're right. It taints it, but they're not giving it up. And this just makes you wonder how long, again, this was going on. I'd really like to dive into the details of this investigation to find out. Was this really – because, you know, I watched the documentary on Netflix. Okay, whoop-de-doo. Connor Stallions told you what he was doing and how it went down. But how long did they really do this and how much did they really benefit? Either way, there is enough evidence to show that the committee on infractions viewed it enough to say, hey, we're going to do this. Now, guys, in the old days, and we do mean like the 80s or 90s, this might be the death penalty, but the NCAA is never going to do that again after they destroyed an SMU program that it took 30 years for them to get back to a competitive level. So when you start talking about taking money from the football program, saying that coaches that were there can't coach anymore in college football with a 10-year show calls and an 8-year show calls, and then your head coach currently a 2-year show calls order. Remember, it's a little bit different during which he is suspended from the for a total of 3 games, and that starts with the 2026 season. Bottom line is, this is stout. It is a stern punishment, and it's a slap to Michigan football. And you're right, if this was the SEC, and pick your program, guys, I don't care which one it is, Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, pick your program, people would be going crazy.
Yeah, and that's my point. And we've talked a lot about how, you know, the Southeastern Conference, that's why it's so funny with all this heat and, you know, Big Ten flexing because they won back-to-back natties and talking about, well, look what we do head-to-head in bowl games, and they doubt the SEC's strength of schedule. Everybody knows in this part of the world, past the eye test, this is the most stout conference from top to bottom, and this is also a conference that for years there's been a perception that somehow they're bending the rules, that somehow they don't play by it down here because we've got the best athletes and they want to stay local. All the nonsense that they spew up there in Big Ten country. I mean, to me, would you take a – right now it stands at $20 million. I just read in Brett McMurphy's column, and it could go up of 30. Is it worth it? Yeah. You finally got your first championship since, Brian Greasy was your quarterback in 1996. But it, to me, it never looked right. And there's something about the way you go. You know, if it's one rogue guy, but this was institutional. And as the NCAA basically said with their cause penalty, that Jim Harbaugh was clearly aware of what they were doing.
Yeah, that's the part about this. And we played sound bites of Jim Harbaugh talking about, you know, I was taught never to lie, never to cheat, never to steal. And it all sounded good. And for Michigan fans, all they cared about was winning a championship and beating Ohio State. And Harbaugh did that, and he did it consistently, especially at the end. But when you find a head coach to have violated his responsibilities by failing to promote compliance and allowing a culture, Mike, in which the staff disregarded the NCAA rules, because it's always, I didn't know. It's always, I wasn't involved in that. That's what Harbaugh said. And he allowed everybody else to kind of, oh, well, such and such knew. But he also knew because this was too far wide and spread within the program. 404-726-0929. We're starting there today. Obviously, Falcons' second preseason game. But this is big news in college football. And again, how
– never cheat.
Here it is.
Never steal.
How does this affect them moving forward? Somebody just asked. I don't know. I have no idea. I really don't.
Well, Sherrone Moore gets another, a couple of games off. He was the offensive coordinator. By the way, I loved him in FBI, Carl. He's fantastic.
That's another Sherrone.
But anyway, Sherrone Moore, the Michigan coach, he's when he was crying when Jim was in the hotel in Happy Valley. Remember they played?
These guys did it, man.
By the way, Michigan, you're a bunch of frauds, and that's what it takes to finally get a natty. Everybody in the world knows what it was. You know, and as I said, I've been to the Big House on one occasion. The elitism, you know, you saw that in that HBO documentary in Ohio State. They don't make it, they make it easy to dislike as well. But I just kind of think the comeuppance for Michigan, who always claims to do it at a, call it a higher level. We won't stoop to the level of the SEC. How many years did we hear that crap, right?
For years.
And the Big Ten and everything else. And then they pull this. So to me, I think that the average, the guy who's the passionate fan, maybe the average fan doesn't catch it. Passionate fan knows where this was.
Sherrone Moore, apart from the three-game suspension, he is not prohibited from engaging in coaching or other athletically related activities during the show calls period. In essence, guys, he's your coach. He's going to get a slap on the hand because, again, he wasn't the coach in charge, which was Harbaugh, who's now gone. And now, by the way, how do you look at Harbaugh running to the NFL after all this crap? Remember, it was like, oh, how that all played out. He knew this was coming down, and he wanted to get the hell out of there as fast as he could, and he did. And look, when you are Harbaugh, you're going to get opportunities, which he did in the NFL. But now that even looks suspicious to me, Mike, because it was like, is he going to go back to Michigan? There was no way in hell he was ever going back to Michigan.
Right. It's the ultimate irony. I mean, he could never beat Ohio. He got on a run against Ohio State. He started it. But, you know, the idea they were ready to run him out of town. Go back and look at, you can look at the timeline.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
About the Michigan boosters and the alumni thinking about buying Harbaugh out and getting rid of him. And then he basically stoops to this level to win a natty. And then, as you said, he gets out of Michigan, gets out of Ann Arbor ahead of the posse. So, like, Harbaugh skates don't mean nothing, but it is something now that Michigan fans and college football fans can debate from here to eternity. This is now a tainted national championship.
2023 is when they won it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.